Okay, good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble, and Saturday, April 24th, and again, I've heard a couple of your groups already today and yesterday, and I want to welcome you again to the 2010 CMEA Area 3 Band Festival here at California High School in San Ramon. My name's Norm D, and I'm Director of Instrumental Music at Akalani's High School in Lafayette, and I'm also the CMEA State President. And I see you guys are on stage right now, ready to play. And I see we have three airs from Gloucester, Shenandoah, and March of the Dragon Masters. I want you to know that I was in Sacramento when you guys played at CMEA, and yes, I was in the audience. I was one of the handful of people in the audience watching your wonderful band play. And I want you to know that I thought you guys were very, very good, and that your teachers did a really, really good job playing at the CMEA State Conference. So thank you again for playing up there. And now I get to hear you here at the CMEA Band Festival. So best of luck.
Rochester by Hugh Stewart, Shenandoah by Frank DeKelly, and March of the Dragon Masters by Robert Jager. I'd like to inform you the first piece is a three-movement piece, so please hold your applause until the very end. And welcome now the Wind Ensemble from Hopkins Junior High School.
Confident opening at the beginning of your performance. Thank you. All the inner voices I can hear very clearly. And it's a nice style about the piece, good articulation, good tone quality in the ensemble. Tubas are kind of sitting far apart. I wouldn't mind seeing you guys sitting a little closer. Okay, really supporting the trumpet when you get up to that note. Lots of air. Yeah, I like that retard there. Very nice, very stylish. Yeah, that's a very, very nice release. Yeah, very nice. Good horn sound. Like there's some direction in the low tuba part, the supporting parts, just like articulated, just kind of crescendo slightly into the next note and give it some shape. Full-length notes. Bravo on the horns. Really nice job. It's always fun to have four French horns back there. Yeah, good full-length notes. Very mature. Careful about the pitch right there. It's okay, I tell ensembles this all the time, it's okay to take a breath and that the audience can hear it. You know, breathing is so
much a natural portion of the music that we play. If you watch a choir sing, you will also hear them breathe as they're singing. So why not a band? Musical release, thank you. Nice style, nice attention to detail. You know, of course, as you move up into the audience, a lot of things get kind of buried underneath all the things that's going on stage and stuff. And so what you might think of as what you're doing as far as maybe phrasing and articulating and cutting off sometimes gets a little lost as you get higher out into the audience. And it's important to know that you need to exaggerate articulations and exaggerate dynamics a little more so that you can convey that feeling and that those musical ideas out to your audience. So you're doing a good job. Gosh, you know, it's just a really, really mature sounding ensemble, and I appreciate all the effort that's going into your performance this afternoon. I'm looking forward to hearing Shenandoah. Just one of Tekeli's really good works for concert band, and he has a certain way of arranging folk songs that's really very, very compelling, very, very musical to listen to, very, it holds your interest. So, best of luck on Shenandoah. I was telling an honor band that I was conducting that first note, you know how you, when you reach, play a high note, you have to reach really high. For instance, if you're trying to hit a basket, you throw a basketball over, slightly over the basket, and it goes right in after it hits the board. And so you can hit your high note easily if you aim over the note that you're playing. The same goes for the bottom. Yet you see that low F, you have to aim lower. It's slightly lower than what the note is in order to make that F speak. And then your teacher is holding the note for you before you go into the first measure. So I suggest that you just maybe aim a little lower when you really reach for low notes in the horn. Thank you. it's such a difficult thing to play something that's slow like this and very, very, very melodic with beautiful harmonies. It takes a lot of patience. You guys are doing a good job at it. Yeah, I encourage you to kind of shape those lines a little more too. Don't just play long sustained notes at one volume letter, but maybe slightly crescendo to the next phrase, the next note. Just a hair faster, but this tempo seems to be working for you guys, so go ahead and keep doing it like this. Get careful about the pitch. Don't let it get away from you. Here comes that flute trio section that everyone just loves to listen to. It's just kind of ethereal and very atmospheric, I think. Yeah, I can tell the flutes are holding back and holding back. Okay, good job. A little more vibrato, maybe. Kind of crescendo again towards the next phrase, leaning into the next phrase, next notes. Spinning through the instrument. Yeah, always listening. Listen and blend. That's what's going to make you wonderful musicians later on in high school and in college. And just being sensitive to all the things that are going on in the music. And just being just wonderfully attentive to the things and details that you're attending to. Yeah, really, very nicely done. Very beautiful piece of music. I might have gone just a little bit faster just to move the piece along, but it does work at a slower tempo like Mr. Conway is using, and I think it's very musical. You guys are very attentive, and although notes do last a little longer in the slower tempo, it requires you to have that much more attention to detail, because all those things that can go wrong can happen because there's more time for it to happen now. So, but you're maintaining your concentration very well, and it was a very musical performance. I applaud you on that. So here we go with the last piece, Match of the Dragon Masters by Robert Jager. I appreciate the controlled way in which you did that. It didn't cut loose with a lot of sound. Just a nice big fat sound at the beginning with the band. Thank you. Make sure you play those eighth note pickups like 16th notes in cut time. Yeah, a little more articulation from the trumpets. You might want to exaggerate that a little more. Second time throws is double forte. I'd let it cut loose a little more, just a more sound, just to make a big difference from the mezzo forte you had earlier to a double forte you have the second time around. Really make a big deal out of the accents that are on the offbeats. Otherwise, they all sound the same. That's one thing you could exaggerate that would come up to the audience a little better. Those syncopated accents. Yeah, very nicely done. Good mature playing, very challenging music. The teacher's doing all these terrific things with you in terms of teaching all the right things in terms of musical interpretation and very controlled sounding band. There are, you know, some things I'd like to see the band do that might be a little out of the box is for you to extend yourselves as far as dynamics, especially in the soft side, but when you have big crescendos, I'd like to see the band cut loose and see what happens and see how much you cut loose. I'd like to see the band just articulate a little more heavily, especially on some of those syncopated things. Yeah, the dum 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 dum, you know, on those offbeats, and see what happens with the band as you're playing. Just playing outside the box that you're you know, that you're being that you're playing in right now, just to kind of see what would happen. So anyway, really loved your playing. You do so many things so well. It's such a mature sound. All the things you're doing, a lot of good high school bands do already. And if you continue from where you are, you're just going to be just a wonderful group in the next year, next 2 years. And if you stay together, it's just going to be a terrific, terrific transition for you to high school. And I know you're going to do really well. So I thank you for playing today and coming up from Fremont. It's a pleasure to hear you here and at the Sacramento State Conference back in March. And I hope to have the privilege of hearing you again sometime soon in the very near future. So best wishes and have a great weekend. Bye.